King Chapel History. In 1874, Cornell's Board of Trustees decided a chapel was needed for the quickly growing college. President King, returning from leave in Europe, was dismayed to discover elaborate plans for the building, but no funds for construction. Thus began what President King would later describe as a long and agonizing struggle to erect the chapel. In 1875, King began fundraising with the plan to start construction once $15,000 had been donated. The money was raised within a year, and the cornerstone was laid June 22, 1876, amid much fanfare and celebration. However, the effects of the Panic of 1873, which led to a nationwide economic depression, also impacted Iowa. By 1877, Cornell's endowment dwindled from $88,000 to $10,000. Two-thirds of the building had been completed, but pledges slowed in the worsening economy. The building's contractors went bankrupt, and day laborers were brought in to finish the job. The basement and ground floor of the chapel were completed by the commencement of 1877. The college's library and museum moved into the building, and daily chapel services began. However, the college's treasury was already overdrawn by more than $18,000. Continued construction of the building required great sacrifice by faculty and staff. Professors' salaries were cut by 20%, and President King's salary was reduced by 40%. These cuts, along with the economy's slow improvement, allowed construction to resume by 1880, and at 10:30 a.m. on June 25, 1882, the chapel was officially dedicated. Hundreds of former students and faculty journeyed to Mount Vernon for the ceremony, including college founder George Bowman, who traveled from California. The chapel has undergone many renovations, although the exterior is largely unchanged. The first renovations refurbished and partitioned the ground floor and included the installation of a new organ. The ground floor was used for classes and student meetings until 1967, when it became a music practice room. In 1940, the chapel was rededicated as the William Fletcher King Memorial Chapel in honor of President King's efforts. In 1976, it was named to the National Register of Historic Places, coinciding with the chapel's 100th anniversary. It is the only chapel in Iowa not affiliated with any church. King Chapel was home to the May Music Festival for 100 years and hosted Chicago Symphony Orchestra performances annually over six decades. Today, King Chapel is a venue for music ensembles, campus events, speakers, and weddings, and is a landmark for visitors to Mount Vernon, who can see the clock tower for miles around.